Hello and welcome to the Rose Pricks podcast. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and Watch What Crappens, and I'm with the gorgeous.
Hello,
Stephanie Wilder Taylor from For Crying Out Loud. How you doing, little Hi. Stephanie?
Hi. Oh my God, it's over.
This is our last podcast for like a long time, okay?
I know. Well, not that long.
Yeah.
We're not going to record in December because there's nothing to record.
Yes. So no recording in December. We'll be back to see how the little Nicky Nick does on The Bachelor.
Unless we want to pop in and do a little bony baloney about whatever's on TV. We could do that. You don't know.
Yeah, we don't know, guys. We're not making any promises to leave, okay?
Yeah.
Take it that way. So the Finding Prince Charming reunion, Steph. How'd
was
you feel?
Packed with intrigue. Not. I pulled a Kelly there.
This,
you know, Kelly from Orange County with
oh,
her,
yes.
Not with her old
not.
Bad jokes, punny jokes. I thought it was so bad, but I mean, funny. There's lots of stuff that we're going to make fun of. But first of all, I have a couple of macro notes. One, there was no reason to have Robert Sepulveda Jr. out there the whole time. He didn't do anything.
Well,
he wasn't
even out there the whole time. That's what's hilarious. Like, it feels like he was because he has like this oppressive hoe silence that he does where you just feel like dirty looks coming from that hoe. You're like,
yes,
I'm glad you ain't saying it out loud, hoe, because he's at work. You know, you can't be like yelling at the customers or whatever. But he has that like oppressive hoe thing going on. But he's not even that. It's like you don't even know if he's in the room.
But they brought him out pretty fast.
I guess compared to the Bachelor, eh? Like the regular Bachelor.
And then they brought out Eric and Brandon towards the end, which, by the way, was completely unnecessary to bring Brandon out only at the end. What is the point of that? He didn't win.
I know.
I think their producers got confused and were trying to cheat off of the Bachelor, because they do that with the Men Tell All. They bring out the final, like the runner-ups. No, they don't. But, you know, they bring out the guy, they save the guy when you don't know who's going to win. But we already know who won.
Yeah.
So we know Brandon didn't win. So why wouldn't he be with the rest of the guys talking?
I have no idea. But, man, it really did show you that the final two were just so boring. I mean, neither one of them had shit to say.
And can we just, spoiler alert, those two, not only are they clearly not together, but I think they clearly had a big fight. They didn't touch the whole time. They were. Did you notice the space between them?
Yes, they were. What's his buns? Roberto was equidistant between the second place guy and the winner. Like, he was just sitting in the middle of the couch and they were both staying the hell away from him.
And Eric looked pissed.
Eric looked
pissed.
He had
this weird tight smile. And I mean, I know I'm just jumping to the end, but when they were like, are you still together? Eric just sat there like with this pissed look on his face. And then they're like, Lance is like, so Robert, what's the deal? And he's like, well, you know, and then Eric goes, well, nobody said how hard it was going to be, you know, after the fact. And then Robert's like, yeah, we're just seeing what happens.
Yeah.
Taking it as it comes.
Eric is okay, like, I wish it came with a guidebook. I'm like, what are you, a new mother? I've never heard anybody say that outside of being a parent, where they're like, man, I wish there was a guidebook for how to be a mom.
I wish there was an instruction manual for how to date somebody that you started dating on a reality show, because you're not dating.
There could have been a manual and your ass wouldn't have read it anyway, Eric. Who are you fooling?
Unless it was on Hairstyles. The thing is, I don't know. I was annoyed because I think that Robert wasn't into either of them really. And I think that he kind of liked Brandon. And I think maybe he even hooked up with Brandon and Eric found out. And then there was some weird tension.
I think that I should start by giving you some information, Stephanie, because all of those things you're wondering about lead to an answer from the most trustworthy person on Logo Television. In fact, all of television.
Who?
Chad Aaron S.
Tell me. Tell me.
You guys, Chad Aaron S. is going to be governor one day. The guy is trustworthy, okay?
Oh, my God. Spill it, bitch.
He's like, today I sat on some empty suitcases to protest something. So this is from Chad's Facebook. He did this big rant post-reunion. It's long. So
I can't wait.
Buckle in, everybody.
I'm ready.
Reunion recap, dot, dot. He's too stupid to use an ellipses. I like that. I like when people are too lazy to use an ellipses, but so excited, like too excited to use one period.
Right, right.
I love that in a person.
That's
okay.
Funny.
I just have to get this off my chest. Since the word authentic was used so many times on the show Finding Prince Charming by that fraud of a bachelor, I think it's time that someone takes their head. Wait. I think it's time that someone takes head to their own advice. I'm sure he means heeds their own advice, but, you know, it's an idiot on a dating show, so we forget.
Yeah.
How about being authentic that you're still hooking? Oh, my God. These sentences are bad enough to read, but to read them out loud, now I'm
That's
stupid.
Juicy.
I'm as stupid as him.
Still hooking.
How about being authentic that you're still hooking? It's been proven many times that you are. Also, branding yourself as an interior designer, when we all know that is a completely and poorly manufactured fake business. I mean, your portfolio speaks for itself. How about coming clean that you embezzled over $40,000 from the Atlanta Rainbow Crosswalks project? I just happen to be friends with some of the donors. They want their money back. That's good, huh?
Oh, no.
Also, stealing Rolexes off the nightstand of your hookups. How about being authentic about the fact that you have physically abused your partners in every relationship that you have had, including and not limited to launching blunt objects as their head, like a computer?
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's a hoe with no respect for money.
This is a juicy scoop.
If you're going to be throwing something at somebody's head, a computer, I mean, do you have no kitchen knives? Leave the computer alone, okay?
Robert, that's just disrespectful.
Yes, Robert, that is abusive to technology, and I will not stand for that.
Was it a Mac or IBM?
I'm guessing it's him. Well, it was a John's Mac, I think, so probably a Mac. Okay, so how about being authentic about the way that you actively pursued me, Brandon, Eric, and Paul, right after the show wrapped? And how about being authentic about seeing your Johns while with Eric and Brandon? Oh, and last but definitely not least, how about that time you pursued me a day after you were with Eric to try and hook up with me in Chicago during market days after saying you were not with anyone? And just to be clear, none of us knew about Robert's past and consequently his present about being a rent boy. Here's a lovely picture of Robert and I at market days in Chicago. For the record, he tried to sleep with me. But even then, without knowing what I know now, I wouldn't go near that science experiment. And by science experiment, I'm talking about his penis.
Oh, what?
I insisted that we should just cuddle. Stop lying. Peace out, you sociopathic hoe. Hashtag real talk. Real talk. Hashtag the truth. Hashtag exposed. Chad.
That is crazy.
Now, here's the issue with this for me. I ain't believing that Chad turned anybody down to fuck. I think Chad would have totally been riding that pony all the way out of market days. What do you think?
So is he saying that he said, I just want to cuddle? Or is he saying that Robert lied afterwards and said, I just wanted to cuddle?
No, he's saying that Robert wanted to bone and he just said, no, Robert, let's just cuddle. I'm sure.
Well, we do know that Chad hooked up with Sam, right?
Oh, yes.
We found that out later. So I'm thinking that Chad is more of a hoe than he admits to.
Yeah, exactly. He was the one who was like jerking off at Eric.
Robert down.
Yeah, he was like jerking off at Eric through his pants and trying to go to the pool room and then like fuck Sam. So, I mean.
I think that he definitely did hook up. But why is Rob? But yeah, I believe wholeheartedly that he was calling them all right after.
I did too, but maybe he was just calling them. Maybe he wasn't like really hooking up with them. I don't know. Like, I think, like, for a hoe, one of the most, one of the worst things that can happen in a relationship is getting to know somebody, you know? I can't imagine that these guys would still be hot to him after he knows about them and still hasn't gotten a paycheck.
So you're siding with Robert? You're thinking all the guys are lying?
No, I don't side with anybody.
Well,
I mean,
you're leaning towards
I believe if Robert came on to Chad, that Chad probably fucked him. And Robert was never with Eric anyway, so it's not like he was cheating on anybody.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
You know?
No, I'm saying that I absolutely believe that Robert is just a hoe and isn't into Eric, because you could just see it. Yeah, or might have wanted to just hook up with Eric, but I don't think he was ever looking for a relationship.
Do you think he's still hoeing?
Yeah, I do. Because he even slipped up and made a comment on the reunion where he said, this gave me an opportunity to, like, put that behind me. Like, to kind of stop. I basically took what he said as he got to move on by doing this show. He got to, like, stop doing that.
So you think that he did stop doing it?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I feel like he didn't stop it when he was in college. I even made a note to myself. I was like, wait a minute. I thought that was way back when you were in college.
I know.
That's now,
like,
you're acting
that's
like,
that's like,
oh,
30
I just
years ago, dude.
Right. Exactly. What? Right. You're basically saying I did that when I was like 18 years old. And now you're okay. You say you're 30. I say you're 45. I think he's
and Wikipedia five. Says you're 40 and also 50. So
yeah,
who knows?
So
it could be 90.
Let's say I'm gonna call him 45 because I do think that's the average between what the internet says and what he says.
I love an average.
So let's say he's 45 and he's saying, I'm being serious. I do not think he's younger than 45. As I've said before, I'm 50. Most of my friends who look about my age look like him.
Well, I'm just
like, if
really,
I met him, I would be like, he's so much younger than me.
I'm just proud of America because, you know what? The workforce just keeps strong. You know, you don't get to just retire at a certain age. Like, he's 20 years past ho retirement age, and he's still going. And I think that that's a sign of a strong American, Roberto. So congratulations on your work ethic.
Agreed.
Okay, so let's start over here.
He's saying, I did that when I was in college, and so let's say at the least it's been 20 years. Why is he going like, this was great because it gave me an opportunity to, like, move on from hoeing?
Well, he said, I really wanted to acknowledge my past. I'm like, you acknowledged it barely in the finale. That's not really acknowledging your past. He's like, I really wanted to be honest with everyone. But you kind of weren't. So this opens, I was over with Matt and Jake last night doing their YouTube show, which will be posted as our bonus episode this week if anybody wants to hear it. And they had drag queen on first, so we were watching a little bit of that. And I thought, you know, I finally kind of understand drag, because this is one of the only areas of the gay community that you can still basically be fat. And I was like, amen. Those bitches are proud. You go. I might be trying on a wig soon. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so enough of that. We are welcomed by Lance's eyebrows. He's like, we have done something no one else has done.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of self-congratulatory, like, this is big breakthrough TV for the gays.
But you're on a gay network, and you're following a show with a bunch of grown men dressing like women. So I don't think, like, a few guys fucking afterwards is really that groundbreaking.
I agree.
I give
and
the
I'm
award
sorry.
To Drag Race.
I'm sorry, speaking as a straight woman. I mean, you know, I love the gay issues too, but I don't think this was like doing a lot of favors. I don't think this was like, yes, finally gay men get to date. Well, so what? Gay men get to like have bad behavior and live in a house and fight?
Yeah, they're like, gay people are just as shitty as straight people.
Exactly.
On network shows. Congratulations, gays. Hungs. I'm going to really make gays look good and just make a show about semi-chunky bankers who wear sweaters a lot and have gay nights and just, like, you know, only have sex when they're married and have a good savings account and an IRA.
I like that.
I'm going to
drink martinis.
Yes.
Drink two martinis at the end of the day.
But only two.
Yeah.
I'm going to change the landscape.
I mean, we can go through the whole thing, but there's just, I couldn't believe, I just have another macro note. I mean, so many of them didn't talk at all. It was just produced so poorly.
Yes, it was made with $5. But you know what? They sure have a lot of commercials. Now, granted, those commercials are about the quality as a Penny Saver ad. They're not like the classiest commercials. I think I literally saw a Carnival commercial on there, and not the cruise line. I think there was one, you know, there was like a city fair. It's like the county fair. But they had a bunch of products I'd never really heard of, but I was like, oh, it's these people hustling ads for $20 damn.
Yeah.
And did you notice that they had an audience, they had like fake audience sounds?
Yes. Well, you know, as a TV person, honestly, I couldn't help but wonder how they got their audience. Cause you know, you have to pay for audiences usually. And I was like, what kind of a sell was that? Because especially for a reunion show, if you have a bunch of people that never saw any of the episodes, you know, you had an audience full of people like, huh? I don't know who any of these people are. Well, I just came here for $10 so I could buy a little heroin.
They just recorded the reunion, I think like 3 weeks ago. So some of the, I think half of the episodes had aired or more than half. When they showed it, but I can't imagine anybody like, we have to go see Finding Prince Charming. I need to see what Robert looks like in real life, just sitting down and saying nothing instead of, you know, being in a swimming pool and saying nothing.
Right.
I loved Sam in his turtleneck and jacket. Why would you do that to yourself? I don't know. But it just shows a little misguided, you know, self-hatred, because only a person who hates themselves would wear a turtleneck in LA in that kind of heat.
Yes, exactly. Sam, did not do himself any favors on this episode.
Did anybody? Like, really, did anybody?
No.
I think the only person who did themselves favors was Danique.
Yes, Danique is going to be doing well after this. I wrote to myself over the Sam clips, I'm sorry, but he seems unhinged. Guy's a total drama queen.
He is unhinged. How dare you? I like that Danique was wearing a hat, but it made me sad too, because I was like, oh, we made fun of your forehead, now you're wearing a furl hat. You don't have to. Aww. We love you. We would make fun, but now I'm just gonna make fun of your hat. It's not you. You know what I mean?
He looked cute though. It was so sad that the whole idea of him saying that, I'm just like, I know kind of I'm attractive, but I guess people just aren't attracted to me. Nobody loves me. Nobody wants to, can be in love with me. It was so sad.
Well, nobody wants to date that. Okay, if you're that insecure, look, we say this on The Bachelor Show all the time. This is nothing new. But if you're that secure and openly self-hating, the only people who are going to date you are abusive people. Like, no strong person who has it together is going to be like, oh, I want to date that guy, because he doesn't have any confidence.
Yeah.
Stop being like that, you know? I love to make jokes about myself and stuff like that, but I don't think you should be talking about how unlovable you are. And nah. It's just sad. No one wants to fuck a crying person unless they're abusive.
Yeah.
Okay? Which tears are bad lube.
Well, if Robert is abusive, I'm surprised he didn't pick Danique.
Well, Robert, remember all that stuff we were reading on the reviews for his Rent Boy and all that stuff in one of the bonus episodes a long time ago? People were posting reviews of him, of like his hoe work, and he was accused of being racist and not, you know, like not even taking money from the black guys and stuff.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, we kind of called that one. Okay, do you want to just go person by person? Because I've, of course, got 20 pages of notes. I can go like minute by minute. Just sticking on Sam while we're on his terrible turtleneck.
Sure.
His big thing was the spit. him spitting on Dylan, which no one, you know, that's not right. But I think after watching the entire series, I think we kind of get it.
I can see both sides. Yeah. But, you know, Sam is one of the most defensive, dramatic people. Now, I understand that Dylan is very like, could poke at you, poke at you, poke at you. And so when they showed the whole scene, then they have Sam saying, well, you push and you push and you push, which is sort of true. But then Sam has like the shortest fuse ever.
Yeah,
and
he gets
to
furious
prove
at
that
everything.
in the show, he just starts screaming at him immediately.
Yes.
And you're like, okay, well, you're just proving everyone's point that you're unhinged.
He starts screaming about every little thing. I really liked his montage when they're like, the montage of Sam. And he's like, yeah, put on a dress. You're a weak bitch. I'd love to beat the living shit out of you. And Dylan's like, I'm calling the cops, you know, like freaking out.
Right.
You're the master manipulator. Also, when we come back, it's like the fight with Sam and Dylan. You're the master manipulator. However, he kept saying however a lot, like stupid Gretchen on Real Housewives.
Yes.
And Dylan was like, how dare you, Sam? Who's the only person who would iron your clothes? Dylan was.
Yeah, who's the only person who asked you if you were nervous about your date or how you felt about going on a date with two people? Well, why did you ask me that? How dare you ask me that? You should have been asking me that. I'm just asking you that because I care.
Dylan talking about himself in third person. Dylan was. It's like, however, I apologize for spitting, but you came at me multiple times. However.
And then Dylan's just kind of sitting there and he goes, I said I'm sorry. Cut.
Dylan's in the row in front of Sam and he doesn't even look back at him. And he goes, well, is he apologizing to you, Lance? Because he won't even apologize to my face. Like, you won't face him. Sam's like, I'm behind you. I'm behind you.
Oh, God. But then, inexplicably, Robbie gets blamed for all of it. Did you get that? They're like, well, Robbie was the one who was, like, pulling the strings.
Well, you know, the same way they blamed the Santa Ana winds whenever there were forest fire. You know, like someone threw their cigarette out the window, but those winds stoked that fire and burned down rich people neighborhoods. And Robbie didn't even deny it. He's like, only one that can stop Sam, honey. My Sam, honey. Sam is a bulldog, okay?
All right,
sometimes
so
you just gotta
Robbie.
Pour some Chardonnay and sit back and watch. Robbie is still adorable, still really doesn't say anything witty, but says it in very gay voice so everybody laughs at him, which I don't know how I feel about. Still love him, but you know, I need people to be learning lessons, okay? You were on the show, it was airing on TV. Yes, you became the breakout star. You deserve it. Congrats. But didn't you read anything online that was telling you to stop putting, like, sunblock only right around your lips as lip liner? It's so weird to me that he still has a white outline around his lips. It's creepy.
Yes.
He's like a skin milk commercial.
Yes, I agree. And he does sort of a false, like, oh, who, me? Guys, no. How lucky am I? Everybody loves me.
Yeah.
But he was probably the fun in the house.
Dylan continued his streak of terrible English, and I was laughing the whole time. I kept yelling, pause, because with those guys, you have to yell pause to talk so we don't miss stuff.
Dylan was the worst.
Every time Dylan talked, I was like, pause. Lance says, so, Dylan, why do you think everybody seemed to have a problem with you? And he's like, well, I was aggressive, and I was here for competition, I was here for a competition, and I was here to find true love, and that was the problem. What does that even mean? Were you here for a competition, or were you here to find true love? He contradicts himself in every sentence, and I just love it. And he's very emboldened in this reunion, and I wish we were video, but he kept rolling his head. Like, can you hear? Everything that would happen, he'd be like, like, like a bobblehead, bobbling his head back and forth.
Chad says Dylan was horrible to go on the two-on-one date with because he's a saboteur.
Oh, my God.
And then they showed the date, the empty nightclub, and then they go to Dylan, and he's like, well, I have a long history of dance, better than Mr. #FlexibleChad.
First off,
Chad. And then
Chad.
They show Dylan just being a dick to Chad up in the room. And no one takes Dylan's side.
Yeah, Dylan's a spoiled brat, but I think he's 22 or something. So I don't hate him that much. You know, I mean, I was the biggest mess at that age. I'm still kind of am at 40, but I don't I don't have that much of a problem with him, but man, everybody else seems to. Yikes. Yeah. Nobody likes him. And
I have a feeling he was pretty aggressive.
Yeah, he's too much. And when he's saying Chad was ruining his date and this and that, look, don't blame Chad. I'm so sorry. Chad was saying that Dylan ruined his date. Don't be blaming Dylan. Blame your pleather shirt. You look crazy. You look like you're going to go scuba diving, I don't know, in a leather ocean. Like, you look crazy.
Well, it was so weird, though, that Chad... Okay, so let's talk about Chad, then. Because Chad was so whiny the whole time in this reunion. Yes. And he just almost... But the weird thing is that Robert kept saying, like, you know, I really liked you, Chad. I liked getting to know you. So it was this weird thing, because he kicked Chad off, and Chad was so emotionally weird and inconsistent and having freakouts and sitting on luggage in the hallway. But then you could almost tell that Robert was leading him on and keeping him around. He was just, you know what? Chad was just easy to fuck with.
Chad, I think Chad is one of those people that doesn't even pay attention to what anybody else is thinking or feeling. It's all related to how they're looking at him. He didn't look like he was that attracted to Robert until Robert became the Prince Charming, like until they found out, and then suddenly he cared. And he was one of those guys who does that, oh, I'm feeling something for you, I'm falling in love, on like the second episode. You know, people like that, they just aren't trustworthy.
And they immediately start acting like everybody's out to get them and they're not getting equal time and it's not fair.
Yeah.
How about, okay, so speaking of Chad, the whole Jason and Chad thing, when Chad's like, he betrayed me.
You're supposed to be my friend.
Yeah, I came here and I literally didn't know anybody but him. And I was counting on you. God, I was counting on, I didn't know anyone.
Like everybody else did.
But how about when Jason then was like, you know what, Chad? Like, I am your friend, but that means that I know you. So when people were accusing you of things, I was like, yeah, that sounds like Chad. That's about right. He goes, like, when you hit on Eric, you know, and Eric is a, I can't remember the word they use, like a stupendous looking guy. Like, he's, you know, they used a word like that, like he's stupendous or something. So I understand why you hit on him, but you know, I mean, I don't put it past you.
Yeah, of course. I mean, if they know each other from going out and stuff in New York. Also, Chad, no one's going to stick up for you, okay? I mean, you tried to fuck Eric the first night. You did fuck Sam. I don't know what night that was, but I love that Sam was like, yeah, I did it. I boned Chad, and he liked it. You'll like that.
Oh my God. And Chad had no response. He wouldn't even turn around. He wouldn't even turn his head. He just sat there.
And the editors just totally let Lance and the editors, everybody just totally let that go. They're like, okay, well, let's move on. What?
That was so weird. That was the most awkward moment.
How in the world did they edit this? Because I think it was Jason who was saying on, one of them was saying on social media that, oh, everybody is bringing it. This is insane. And wait until you hear what I had to say to Robert. So I think Robert, because Robert looked furious the whole time he was up there. He looked mad, uncomfortable, not miserable. Like, he looked mad. And it's hard to tell with someone whose eyes don't move. But you could still see it. So God knows without Botox what he would have looked like. He would have looked like Cruella DeVille, like carving up puppies and shit.
I think he's so dumb that he didn't know all this stuff was going to come out about him. And I think he knew on some level that all these guys were not on some level. I'm sure he's obviously aware that all these guys were talking shit about him on social media.
Yeah. He's got Instagram, for Christ's sake.
Right. So he had, but you know, because of the contract, he had to come and do the show.
But I think I think people probably did scream and yell at him, and that's why he was furious. And they just cut all that out. So people were just left like, why is he so angry? Because he looked like he was going to get up and walk out. And they addressed the hodom pretty early on. They didn't really save that till last. And the way he dealt with it was like, well, I just wanted to be honest with people, which
But
is
then
such
remember
crap.
When Brodney, this is a funny part, when Brodney's like, well, first of all, I just want to know, like, why Robert didn't tell us that he was a male prostitute. Like, were you ever going to tell us that? I mean, was you said at the end, but were you going to tell us that? And then also, more than that, like, why did you let me go? He's like, you're gross. You're a male. You're a hooker. But how come you didn't like me? What's up? I thought we had a lot in common.
Rodney makes no sense because he was
No.
walking around his entire episode or whatever that he was on saying, I don't have any chemistry with him. Like,
Right.
he didn't even like him. And now he's like, why do you think we didn't have chemistry? I'm like, you
Yeah,
said you didn't have chemistry.
he's like, we have a lot in common. I don't understand. I'm really confused.
You literally don't. You have nothing in common. You go to the same gym, okay? Like, you didn't blow each other in the steam room. That was the sign it was over, okay? If you didn't blow each other already at the gym, then it's over. Like, why are you even talking to each other? You guys didn't have any chemistry. You said it yourself. What the hell you're talking about? I don't know. But I'm glad you stayed quiet for the rest of the episode. Thank you for that. And people were like, what about bullying? They went into this whole bullying thing, and
Right.
I was Brodney said something, and I was like, Brodney, you work out so much that you're gonna have knee trouble. Like, you're overcompensating so hard. Please stop
Yep.
acting like you're so confident because that comes from workouts.
But there were some sad parts in that little scene. Who was it that said, wait, somebody was like, was it Danique? Wait,
About
where is
what?
that part? Hold on, I'm trying to find it in my notes.
About getting bullied and stuff as a kid.
Yeah. And then somebody starts crying and is like, that's why I'm so.
Sam.
Oh.
Sam was like, I was bullied, and then, I hated myself, and I would make fun of myself, but then I got older, and then, I came out of the closet, but then I still was making fun of myself. And then I was like, why are you making fun of yourself? Stop making fun of yourself! It's like, you're making fun of yourself because you're a screamy cry mess, and you're in a turtleneck and a jacket. Like, if you're not paying attention, if you're not making fun of yourself, you don't have a mirror. You should be making fun
Yeah.
of yourself, and then you should be going to a Ross and picking out a nice button-down shirt, okay? And then you should stop yelling at people and crying.
Yeah.
Because it's not
He's a
cute.
drama queen.
Yeah. This is how much I cared about the bullying segment. There's like literally nothing in my notes that even says it. I did a word search.
I thought I did too, but all I have is I wrote this segment is about people being in the closet and how, as gay men, they're underdogs, etc. And I did get feels. Sam basically said he made jokes about himself growing up and he regrets that now. That's it. That was all my notes for that.
Yeah, they kind of went into this whole thing, and Lance is like, "Well, guys, what advice do you have to give people who are being bullied?" And I don't know, they all said things like, "I don't know, just be nice and go to the Trevor Project and watch some videos or whatever they were talking about."
Yeah, they all started plugging their websites.
Yes, kind of tacky, and also, you guys have been bullying Roberto online,
Oh, I know.
I'm not seeing. You guys have been horrible. Now, granted, we're horrible too, but if that was someone I knew, I wouldn't be online being like, "You a hoe! You a stupid hoe!" Like, it's like bullying is okay when it's somebody that you guys don't like. It's a little hypocritical.
Yeah. And I mean, and also, as we said, like you're on a show about on a bad dating show. It's not like you're on a show about like gay people doing good things out in the world. Do you know what I mean? If that was the case, if you were like, this is a show about how gay people are just like you and me. They're just gay. But no, this is a crappy dating show. So
Yes.
it's just it's kind of disingenuous, I guess, to be like, look, we're dating and we have the same situations. No, The Bachelor is not representative of like regular people either, any more
Yeah.
than the Gay Bachelor is representative of gay men, I
I
guess
hope
is my
not. I mean, I feel like at least one of them should have said, if I had to give advice to teens, it would be don't base your self-worth on Who Wants to Fuck You, which is basically what everybody on these shows do, you know?
It's yeah.
Like, if somebody doesn't want to fuck them or they aren't found the most attractive, they just sob and cry and wah, wah, wah. And how can I get people to like me more? That is pathetic. Grow up, okay? If you're basing your self-worth on what other people think of you, especially what their dick thinks of you, you're failing, okay? Tell teenagers yeah. that so we don't grow up with our entire community based around, you know, a point system where you win if somebody wants to fuck you more than somebody else.
Right. I agree.
Thank you. And no, I'm not getting down from my soapbox. I will be staying on this soapbox.
I agree. And just, but at this, on the same token, I do think it's nice. I did think it was nice that, like, okay, there aren't a lot of shows where gay men can be together in almost a normal circumstance, like just talking and on a show and being open about how it was hard growing up. Like, I do think a gay man or a gay kid or a gay teenager watching this could be like, oh, okay. Like, we're all sort of in this together. Like, I'm not saying they shouldn't have had that segment is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I mean, what are you going to say? Don't ever talk about bullying, you little faggitos, you little faggito burrito. Like, no. I mean, I get it. It's just, this show's so silly. It's a stupid dating show.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So it's like The Bachelorette starting to talk about feminism. Like, you're literally wearing a cutout glitter dress right now. Could you not?
Okay, exactly. Exactly. Like, The Bachelorette going, like, it's just really amazing when we can turn the tables and, like, you know, a woman can be in the picking from the guys. You're still a hoe on a dating show where, like, the guy gets to decide after 6 weeks if he wants to marry you.
Yes. And I think another reason that Finding Prince Charming doesn't feel so groundbreaking is that we just watched a season of The Bachelorette. And that was basically the same show. It's like all the same contestants, but with a woman as Roberto. It's like a bunch of, like, spray tanned, plugged men being bitches to each other.
Yes.
So Jason, anyway, back to Jason.
And being sent away when they weren't, like, perfect, you know? Like, Jason being, like, in what universe is Jason, like, fat? But I feel like he was, like, the fat one. He's not at all to me. Or, like, Charlie, or, you know, Charlie being, like, the, oh, he's not attractive.
Well, so I think it's like the regular Bachelor show where they pack it with a few, like, normal guys just to say that they had some, and then they get rid of them immediately.
Right. True.
But Jason is a bitch. What we can agree on is that
people are awful.
Yes.
Yes. Jason's a bitch.
Gay or straight, in the middle, you probably a bitch.
Yeah.
Just like us. Jason's way too angry, and I think he's kind of a bitch. I don't like him. I don't like, he comes off to me as very sour grapes. I mean, that queen, I'm sorry, but I don't think that he has, like, some big moral stance against hoes. He's acting like a nun up there. He's like, I cannot believe this prostitute. Like, he's getting so upset. And I'm like, could you please put on some more pancake base?
That'd be yes.
Great. I don't like him.
Yes.
He just comes either. Off as a sour grapes loser. I mean, this guy was sobbing over scents in his episode. The guy was sobbing over the reek of sandalwood in his episode. And now he's like, oh my God, he's a hoe. Girl, please. Also, his glitter dragon shirt. I can't.
That's my God. Oh, I thought, I was like, is that like a phoenix rising from the ash? What is that?
I feel like the last time I saw a shirt like that was when I went to the mall too early and there were guacamoles. It's like, shouldn't you be wearing this with leggings and sneakers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, honest to God, you could get that on sale at Justice right now if you were a size 10. Child size 10. I guarantee you, I actually, my daughter, Elby, who's turning 12 tomorrow, recently gave a shirt that was very similar to that to Sadie, who's 8, because she felt too old for it.
Aww. But then it reverts. Like, I know kids like the really shiny, sparkly, rhinestone-y things. But then it becomes like just old ladies. I don't think there's like a middle ground for those rhinestone shirts.
No, you're right.
Or you're Tamara. Like, you know, you're like a Real Housewife of Orange County or something.
Yes.
So Jason and Chad, blah, blah, blah. We talked about them already. Who else do we have here? We talked about
Well, what
Danique
about Charlie?
Grime.
This is a funny thing because Charlie, you know, is the hipster beard guy. It was
Yes.
real. Okay. So right from the beginning, I was like, it feels like somebody's missing. It just doesn't feel right. So I went to the cast page and I looked at all of them and I was like, oh yeah, Charlie's not there. And then they came back from commercial. I fast forwarded through the commercial and then they came back and I was like, okay, let me try to spot if Charlie's there. Cause that's so weird. They haven't even mentioned it. Suddenly he says something and the other guys are like, Charlie, oh, we didn't even know you were here. Like they made a joke about it. He didn't talk until about 45 minutes into it.
Poor Charlie. He was all the way off to the side. I mean, they should have just put a headset on that guy and had him call the stage manager cues, because it's not like anybody else there knew what they were doing anyway. They should have saved
Exactly.
themselves the $10.
Yep. It
was Poor
really
Charlie.
Funny.
But you know, Charlie, what pretty eyes. Like, he's so cute and stuff. But I think it's still so sad that you have this guy who's different from everybody else, but the first thing he does is like, girl, here's what everybody's saying about you. It's like, you can get your hipster beard and your cuffs all you want to, but at the end of the day, you're bitchiest of all.
Yep,
like, you got kicked off for being a bitchy queen.
Yep. So true.
So Jason
and
Chad.
By the way, we forgot about a funny thing
Jason
that Danique
Chad.
Said.
Hmm.
When they were asking Danique, Jason asked Danique if he'd do it again. He obviously planned this because earlier Danique says he'd do it again, but Lance asks him again because it was clearly in the script. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He's like, would you be on the show again? And Danique goes, oh, honey, I would do it. So, but then he didn't get a chance to say his funny thing. So in the next segment, Lance asks him again. He's like, so Danique, would you do it again? And he goes, yes, honey, but you need someone with a little pork belly and back fat because I can't do no Miss Lean cuisine. And I was like, oh, honey, he was writing that for like a week.
He got his second chance.
Yeah, he was showcasing it around to all his friends. Like, they're like, well, I don't. He's like, I can't do lean cuisine. They're like, I think you should say Miss Lean Cuisine. He's like, oh, yeah, that's better. It was so
Reshoot.
Practiced. Yeah,
He did seem to be upset when he first saw Robert. I remember us talking about that. He was like, oh, Jesus. This queen, this guy is never, like, this guy's going to be an asshole to me. You know, he just, like, got that gigantic glass of wine and just got drunk.
Yeah.
My favorite Danique moment was when someone said, oh, my God, that was such an Oprah moment. And he goes, it isn't.
Oh, my God. Okay, here's someone we haven't talked about yet, Paul. And I thought this was really funny that Paul got almost nothing. He just spit out a few sound bites. They're like, okay, here's Paul, who I think he says something like, who everybody thought had a chance or whatever. And he goes, I've learned so much through this experience. I learned I must show my imperfections to truly be loved.
Your teeth are freshly bleached. You just got a spray tan and you haven't had more than 50 calories in a week. So what imperfections are you talking about? When they showed Paul, they were showing his video package. And when they showed him standing in the driveway in front of the bushes, first off, that is the most ghetto exit ever, the way that they do that to these poor guys. They're like, here, stand in the cul-de-sac for your exit interview. And he's sobbing, and he's like...
They're like, we don't have a location. We didn't pay a location fee for the driveway. Could you just move a little bit down the street? A little more. A little more.
Oh, we're getting a little too much backlighting from that bush light. Stand in front of that bush light, would you? He's like, okay, is it good? Should I start crying again? They're like, yes, start crying again. So he starts frown, smile, crying, which is so awkward. It looks like he's like pooping and frowning. And
yes.
He says, he's like, leaving Robert is one of the most difficult things I've ever done. I'm like, your boyfriend killed himself. How could you say that? Like, I'm still mortified that he said that. It's like the most difficult thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
It's like, you've been through worse.
Yeah. And now he's trying to be really careful of the, like, to not repeat it. Cause he's like, well, you know, I met someone, I met a great guy before and I'm sure I will again. Like, yeah, but when you
that
met
was
before,
so, I
you
know.
Were with for 10
oh,
years and he
no,
killed himself.
No. I know, because I thought that too. And it's like that stuff is so awkward to make jokes about that. But why do you bring it up over and over again and then use it to your advantage and stuff? Oh, and speaking of people using stuff to their advantage, I liked that they called Brandon on using his sobriety necklace to get ahead.
Yes.
I thought that was interesting. Yes. Like, you guys didn't call anybody on anything except for this, which I thought was odd. Did Brandon get new plugs? What do you think? I can't tell.
Yes.
There was something different there. But yeah. he when they called him on using his sobriety necklace, they're like, "What? Do you think that's as tacky as the internet thought it was?" And he's like, "Well, you know me. I'll do anything for attention." It's like, oh, you are really gross. You're not helping.
When they showed the clip of it, it was even worse than it was when he first did it. He's like, you know, I have this sobriety necklace and it's so important to me. So I want you to hold on to it until the next time we have a chance to talk more.
Yeah.
What? So you're handing something that you're like, this is the most important thing to me. So I'm going to give it to a guy that I barely know to hold on to it until the next time, like, we'll have a chance to chat. And do what? Like, oh, hey, I still have your necklace. Do you want to
pass? Hey, you still have my necklace? I sure do. Good talk. Good talk. You want to end up together forever?
So that was perfect. Yeah, when I forgot who it was that said, isn't that kind of like leaving something at somebody's house so that like you have an excuse to see him again? And he's like, what? No. I mean, I don't know.
You know what? In all fairness, it might have just been his excuse to have a drink. Like, I'm not wearing my necklace. It does not count. No backsies, bitches. He's like, keep that till the end of shooting, okay?
That's funny. So we forgot to say, well, that they did bring out Brandon and Eric, which I thought was, as I said at the beginning of the podcast, I thought it was a strange choice because Brandon didn't win. They're not the runner ups.
Brandon not only didn't win, he literally limped off stage in like a sand pit in front of a rock garden at like a La Quinta in 100-degree weather after skipping. Okay.
Yeah.
Like you cannot be more embarrassing to all of us than that.
Yeah.
He still gets to sit up there. No.
Yeah. And apparently he's not still on crutches for a year. Remember when he was like, yeah, this could take a year to get better.
Skipping right now on that crosswalk might have given me tuberculosis, possibly, or a ruptured spinal cordia discophobe.
Yeah. I might need a spleen transplant. I'm not sure, but that might be a year down the road. We don't know what's going to happen, but that could be one of the things.
I could possibly have hepatitis because of that crosswalk. It's like all possibilities. It was like an episode of House.
Yeah.
Like all the possibilities that I could have after skipping in that rainbow crosswalk.
Yeah. I mean, nobody knows for sure. I don't know if I'm going to live or die.
Huh.
I mean, but now I really feel vulnerable. So I might need to count on you to take care of me for the next year. Is that okay? Oh, I'm kicked off? That's weird.
And Lance asking, Lance is like, what did your dream? What was your dream? Like, if you had won, what was your dream with Roberto? He's like, well, you know, like, I'd come home, and then he'd come home, and we'd be like, hey, and then maybe we'd eat. And then, you know, we'd watch some TV.
Yeah, and then I'd be like, did you feed the dog? And he'd be like, no, I thought you fed the dog. And I'd be like, you are always the one who feeds the dog at night, so why would you suddenly not feed the dog and think that I should feed the dog? I mean, you said you'd feed the dog. And then, you know, he'd be like, well, is there any food left even? Oh, fuck. Now someone has to go to Petco. I'm tired. I just worked all day. You know, like that.
Live the dream, you guys. Live the dream. So this part where it's all three of them on the couch was extremely awkward because, like we said earlier, it's obvious that Eric and Robert aren't even together.
No,
and Brandon hates them both. And
I don't
Eric
think they're
hates
even
them
friends.
Both.
I don't think they're friendly.
Yeah, they don't look like they are even trying at this point. I mean, you can't even put your hand on his leg.
Not at all. He doesn't touch him. He doesn't even touch him with, like, you know how when you're sitting and you have your hand on your leg and the back of your hand could touch the other person's leg or back of their hand?
Yes.
He didn't even do that.
Yeah, it was bad.
He was, like, making sure, like, ooh, no touching. No touchy.
And Lance is like, so, guys, what's next for the happy couple.
And Eric, just his face. First of all, he never smiled the whole time. Seriously, go back. I defy you to go back and watch it and see if he smiles. He doesn't.
Oh, no. And I even commented to the boys, this is the most personality he's ever shown. Like, and it's pure anger. But still, yeah. He's never shown any other kind of personality at all, you know? So at least we get to see like a pissed, bitchy version of Eric, which is kind of fun. But why the secrecy? Like, who cares? It's a gay dating show. It's not like you guys had the promise of marriage after. The thing was, at least we could have maybe a possibly exclusive relationship for a day. Like, that was the promise. There was nothing big. So right. I don't understand the secrecy.
Didn't you get the feeling, though, that like, okay, if they got a second season, I would imagine that they don't want them to be like, yeah, no, we've barely even been on a date. Like, I'm not into him at all. Because I'm sure that they wanted to say, like, listen, just you don't have to say we're dating, we're in love, but just leave the possibility open so that people will watch next season.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it just seems like pointless.
Well, they wouldn't really answer the questions. Robert's like, well, we still have some love for each other, and time will tell.
Yeah.
And then he goes, well, I moved to L.A. to be in this relationship. I'm like, you did not move here to be in this relationship. You moved right to Hollywood, okay?
Yeah.
And he's like, we're exploring.
More male prostitution opportunities.
Yeah, he's like, we're exploring.
Yeah.
That means you're cheating. That means you have an open relationship.
Like, right, because this is a no gay show.
We know what you mean.
Right. But when he says, so are you guys dating? They literally don't. They just go, oh, well, you know, it's hard. He says it's hard. You know, I mean, nobody tells you what to do after a show like this. Yeah, we're exploring. You know, we're taking it step by step, or we're seeing where it goes. No, you're not doing anything. And Eric's pissed. And Brandon's kind of laughing because he's not on the hot seat. He's not dating the guy. He probably did hook up with him, though.
I guess,
and then all the guys were like, oh, what about the part where Lance is like, well, were you guys surprised that he kicked Brandon off? And a bunch of them were like, yeah, man, because they had like crazy chemistry. They were like making out, and we were all like, woo, girl, this is too hot.
But weren't they saying that about Eric? Like, you could totally tell in the very beginning.
Only Dylan. Dylan said, I thought that they had chemistry right from the get-go. As soon as I saw them, I thought that he liked Eric. But the other ones were like, we thought there was chemistry with Brandon.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course, like the two hottest guys. I mean, I guess arguably, but they were the cutest, right? Robert wasn't very shocking in that, in that way. He's like, let me get to know you. What do you think about me? Okay, you can stay. How often do you work the out? Okay, you can stay. When Robert tried to cry at one point in this, I was like, bitch, you ain't winning any votes with your big man cry. So just stop.
That was so funny.
Like, but here is how I feel. It's like, nobody cares.
Yeah. Well, maybe we covered everything.
That's
no, no, no. I wanted, no. There, just a little bit about Brodney. I guess we did kind of cover that.
I think we talked about Brodney longer than he was even on this episode.
I know, but why is his name Brodney? He needs to fix that.
I don't know. It's like between a Brad and a Rodney?
Yeah.
Oh, so, man, who knows? But this show is done.
Yeah, then they're also kind of acting like Paul might possibly be the next guy.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, no. And you know what? I liked Paul when he was on, but no. They need to get somebody else. They need to learn their lesson from this season.
You know what's interesting is they didn't mention that they got a pickup. I wonder if they shot that before they got the pickup.
Yeah, I think that's why they said, are you going to be the next Prince Charming? Because they were talking how they got a new one. They're like, there's rumors. Do you guys think Paul would make a good Prince Charming? Like, nobody wanted to fuck him in the house. Like, why are you going to suddenly get 20 guys who want to bone him?
Exactly.
You know?
Yep.
So who knows? We will find out. But it's going to be a fun next season because this was a shaky first season, but still really fun to watch, even though it's just a ripoff of something else. But I love the low-rentedness of it and the gayness of it. And I think next time they're going to really be able to get some good people that they don't have to find in the backstage newspaper.
Yep.
People will be clamoring.
And we are going to be back. Listen, 100%. I think we should do some kind of like a pre-show before The Bachelor starts airing.
Okay.
Like a get ready for The Bachelor.
Well,
like
let's
where
do
we just
it.
Go over gossip.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm Dan. Well, we'll talk about that in a little while. For now, it is holidays, etc., etc. And then we'll be back again next time. There's going to be a new bachelor in town, everybody. His name is Nickleby. I'm so excited. I love him.
Nicholas Nickleby.
Nicholas Nickleby, y'all. So we'll be back to watching straight people acting like a bunch of damn idiots.
Yep.
On the TV. Thanks so much for being with us this season, everybody. Thank you to
Love
everybody
you
who subscribes for our premium feed. We will be putting a pause on that, obviously, and starting back up again when The Bachelor comes back. And Steph, I've loved talking to you this season.
Me too. Right back at
you. As usual. So we'll talk to you later, everybody. Thanks. Have a good one. Bye.